Because y'all know, like I know, yeah, the prices of parts is a thing. But in addition to that, some of that is just a little excessive, right?
Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast.
What's going on, successors, and welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Jones, and today I want to just drop something on your mind really quick. I know we've been gone for a little bit. We've taken a brief hiatus from the Speak Your Success Podcast, but successors, we have not forgot about you. Successors, we appreciate all of the messages. We appreciate all of the shares, all of the retweets, all of the reviews, and all of the love that you all have shown us. So we're not going anywhere. Just wanted to make sure that you all know that, because you're still rocking, so are we. Today, I wanted to hit you with the three D's that we all need for our success. That's right, the three D's that we all need for success. And I was thinking about this because about a week or so ago, I had the opportunity to dig a trench in my front yard. Yeah, so I was hanging out with my wife, and then we began to realize how water would sit up against our house. And those of you who know, water sitting up against the house and sitting on the foundation is not a healthy thing. And just like in a lot of our lives, like there's some things that just began to sit, that just began to fester, and we know it's not a healthy thing. But at the same time, we're in the position to where we're trying to figure out and trying to identify, well, what can we do about it, or what do we need to do about it? So that's why I want to share the three D's with you today. So the first D in coming down to making a decision, the first D is just to do it. Like Nike, just do it. And that used to be my Twitter handle some time ago. It used to be Just Do It JJ. But we have the opportunity and we have the ability to just do what we need to do. Don't think about it. Don't fester over it. Don't really just sit on the idea, but just do it. And this can be with business. This can be with things you need to do around the house. This can be with personal development. Just do it. But that's for those people who are action takers, the people who are driving in home, the people who are just going after it. You just got to do it. The second D, the second D is something that some of us have more of a opportunity to do than others. Some of us are more privy to than others. The second D is the delegated. And I want to say that because there was a gentleman who my wife and I spoke to. And after chatting with him, talking with him, and we're like, so what would be the price of digging the trench? What would be the price for us to create the irrigation system? What would be the price that it would cost us in order to put this in place and to get the water off the house? My man told us, that'd be about 360. We said, what? He said, yes, sir, it'd be about 360, 400. And then you want to do it on both sides, then, you know, yeah, 400, 360, right around there. In that moment, we said, okay, we're going to talk about it, and then just didn't call him back, okay? Because y'all know, like I know, yeah, the prices of parts is a thing, but in addition to that, some of that is just a little excessive, right? So we talked about do it, you know, just going out and getting after it. We talked about delegating it. That's hiring somebody to do it. That's outsourcing a task, outsourcing a project, outsourcing some form of work. But then the last one, family, the last one is to ditch it. There are a lot of things that we make a priority that shouldn't even be in the conversation in the first place. A lot of us are thinking about doing things, and a lot of us are forcing ourselves to do things that we don't need to do. We don't need to be thinking about. We shouldn't even be trying to attack. So you just need to ditch that. And family, you might say, well, John, which one did you all decide? We didn't decide to ditch it because it was something that needed to be done. Because if there's water up against the house, then that's going to affect the foundation. If the foundation of the house is affected, then that's going to cost us. So we could not ditch this task. And that's what I would challenge you on. If it's going to cost you money, if it's going to cost you people, if it's going to even cost you energy that you need, you may not want to ditch it. If it's going to cost you more energy in the long run than in the short run, you might not want to ditch it. Secondly, you might want to delegate it if you're not physically able to do it. If you're one of the people who have more time than you have money, then delegating won't be for you. If you have more money than time, then yeah, go ahead and delegate that. Go ahead and let somebody else do that task for you. That way you can continue to do work. That way you can continue to do what you need to do throughout the course of your day. But lastly, just do it, okay? And I'm saying just do it. If you're somebody who just wants to get the job done and wants to get the job done right, if you're somebody who wants to take the success or take the credit, but then is also willing to take the failure, just do it. So I found myself outside Texas Heat. Had a phone call that I had to reschedule because this was important. This was a priority. Met my wife's father outside. We began to dig this trench together. Went to the store, got the products. It took us a few hours, but then at the same time, we got the task done. We did what needed to be done. And then now we're moving forward. We saved about $300, $375, something crazy like that. But my friends, I want you to think about these three D's because we all need to process through these when it comes to making some decisions. If we don't, then we're going to not only waste time, probably waste money, and then also just continue to waste our life and our good energy. So my friends, that's the message that we have for you today. Three D's that we all need for our true success. Three D's that we filter our questions through. This is TEDx speaker and best-selling author Jonathan Jones reminding you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?